Now in chapter 18, there's a word here first about the tribe of Levi. And we have here priests and prophets given, but the priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he hath said unto them. Now this is the 18th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And this law regulated the Levites. Now here in verse 3, and this shall be the priest's due from the people. From them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, they shall give unto the priest the shoulder, the two cheeks, and the maw. I'll not go into this, but this is what the priests received in lieu of the land that was not given them. They had no inheritance among the children of Israel. You see, their inheritance was of the Lord, and the Lord provided in this particular way. And I do feel that this is the method that God uses to carry on his work in the world today, that he expects God's people to support the work where there are those giving 100% of their time to getting out the Word of God. I believe that that is here a great principle. Now, I don't say that you're to bring in a shoulder from a lamb or a shoulder from a young oxen. It might mean that we'd have T-bone steaks and lamb chops, but that is, I don't think, quite the thing that he's talking about for us today. But the great principle, as you can see, is put down here. Now he gives a warning against idolatry. Verse 9, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Now this is something that is specifically warned against. These people, when they went into the land, were not to resort to these pagan heathen practices. And you'll find that this is repeated in the New Testament. There is a warning against it. And Paul says that in the last days, that the man will turn to the doctrine of demons, that there will be resorting to this unseen satanic world. Now let me venture just my own judgment, and you can take it for what it's worth. I believe that we have now come into that period. There is a great manifestation right now of Satan worship. You will find it here in Southern California. There are apparently two or three churches of Satan where they actually worship him. I was on the island of Maui in the Hawaiian Islands, saw a group of young people falling down before a picture of Krishna, which is nothing in the world, of course, but satanic worship. And today, there are those that say, well, this is just a little fad. It is not serious at all. It's just the tendency of human nature to go after fads, especially Americans. Well, friends, that may be true, and there may be an element of truth in it. But this thing happens to be real. I think there's a great deal of reality in Satan worship. The interesting place where they are worshiping is now on college campuses. And at least a great many of those that have a pretty high IQ are indulging in this. Now, you can say that they're saps and that they're stupid and all that sort of thing, but they still have a pretty high IQ. So there must be a certain amount of reality in this, and I personally think that there is. But God warns against it, says it's an abomination unto him. And I want to say this because somebody needs to say it today. There is even a danger of fooling with astrology. Remember, we saw here the worship of the sun, moon, and the stars. Believe me, there are a great many folk that are putting more emphasis on that than they're putting in on the Bible. And even these 5- and 10-cent stores are just loaded with this material on astrology. You can't go into a drugstore and look at the magazine rack that there's a whole section or segment that's given over to this matter of astrology. Now, I may be stepping on somebody's toes. My friend, may I say this to you? That is an abomination unto the Lord. Now, don't find fault with me, because it's no abomination to me. The Lord says it's an abomination to Him to fool with that type of stuff. Why is it an abomination unto the Lord? Because it takes people away from the living and true God. It plunges them into darkness and demonism, turning to an unseen world. And there is an unseen world around us. There is reality today in a world of demons, a world of fallen angels, and a spirit world. This thing is real today. And people are beginning to fool with this. They use drugs today. They use every manner of means to try to make contact with this. Well, I think they're working at it pretty hard, because I think that the unseen world, the satanic world, is glad to make contact with you. And it would pay any child of God to let this thing alone. And after all, the very fact you turn in that direction means that you have a pretty weak faith, and it means you're really not trusting Christ as your Savior. And it means, my friends, today that you're turning away from that which is spiritual, and you're turning away from the Word of God. Now, God has said something about the future also, and He happens to be very accurate. His batting average is way up yonder. He hasn't missed yet. It's been a home run every time He's come to bat so far, and I'm going to go along with Him.